Yes.
Oh, shit.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better. And I plan to. But dog, they be
out of my zone like a nigga. We're gonna have a great show on this TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. It's your boy, L Boogie. I got Juice G. And I got my other man, Jay Boogie. So, we're coming in, and we're going to talk about, first of all, once again, the NBA. The trades that was, the trades that wasn't, the trades that should have been, and we're going to debate that. Also, once again, I keep talking about Tony Parker. Tony Parker, he needs to be considered somebody as far as MVP of the league.
I agree. Tony Parker's been playing a magnificent first half of the season, going into the All-Star break as well. You know, they team likely never gets credit as needed. Of course, they down there in San Antonio with the minimum market. But, you know, the production is always there.
Secondly, we're going to talk about Kobe Bryant. Jules the G, chirp in. What do you think? You still got LBJ?
For MVP?
Yes.
Oh, man, yeah, he's a front runner right now, man. Cool thing about it, man, you know, Tony Parker's game is just mediocre, man. You know, I'm sorry to say, he's been in the league about 25 years. He should be, you know, a decent player, you know, that which he is. You know, I don't see him above average. He just, you know, I'm not feeling the three step. You know.
Hold on. Can I chime in for a second?
Yes.
Can I chime in for a second? Now, you say that he's a mediocre player. He's been to several All-Star games. He's averaging 20 points, 7 assists, and he has his team number one in the West by 4 games over OKC. Yes, we can say he has Manu Ginobili, he has Tony Parker. But as I watched this year, though, those guys really didn't play a lot. He's carried that team. Can we give him a little credit? Is he more than just mediocre? I mean, you don't think he's a star? Is he just a superstar or is he a star?
He's a superstar in this business. He's been a star in this business since he came in this business. That's why he got those 3 rings to show for it. Timmy ain't do it by himself, but the 4 years of college helped. I wish more kids would do it. They'll see their games develop more. But TP is a star, without a doubt. Ask Chris Paul if he's a star after getting swept last year.
Yeah, he got swept. That's what I was about to say. Now, is he the best point guard in the league? Let's go back to last year. He swept CP3. And last night, did you see what he did to CP3? Now, yes, okay, they talk about, oh, man, it was pick and roll and this and that. Because I was in the streets today, and I was coming back. I was up in Scottsdale today. I went golfing. And I talked to some guys, and they told me that last night he might be the best point guard in the league.
Oh, man. You must have been around a certain persuasion.
Oh, the streets is talking, even on the golf course.
Okay.
Yeah, man. You know, I recognize Chris Paul, man. I do not like Tony Parker's game. He's been carrying since day one. They've been letting him carry that ball across his chest. He's been doing the European hip-hop three-step. It's just not traditional basketball, man. Now, if AI and, you know, a couple other players could get away with that type of fundamentals, yeah, he does have an upper hand in a lot of sense, man, because he's allowed to – carry the ball. He's allowed to travel. And I just don't know why. I don't understand it. So, yeah, I can give him his props. He's good. He's great. With them extras.
Wow. Now, we will see. Now, I will say this. San Antonio reminds me of the Indianapolis Colts when Peyton Manning played with them. They have a great season, but they'll poof in the playoffs. I'll let you know. We'll see at the end of the year. The streets will be talking to see if Tony Parker is that thing that's going to carry them over the top to get back to the finals.
But let me finish with this, Bleed. I understand that last point, but nonetheless, these kids got 3 rings. They know how to get it done, so they always a factor.
Do you want to be a factor?
Go ahead, Boogie.
G, let me ask you this. Do you want to be a factor or do you want to be a winner?
What do you think the 3 rings are?
Oh, man, first
what
of all, one of those rings got an asterisk on top of it, man. So, you know, he got 2
he
and a half.
He didn't play in that one.
Who didn't play in what one?
He didn't play in the one against the Knicks. That was Avery Johnson's ring.
Half a season, brother.
Yeah, but he didn't play on that team.
Okay, forgive me for my – I got to check my stats.
He got how
my
many?
Fault.
4?
He has 3.
He has 3. Oh, man, I just bet you there, bro.
And one of them was MVP for TP in that.
Man. Now, let's go to the next topic. Man, the streets was talking, and Kobe Bryant comments. He said that not only will we make the playoffs, but there is no nervousness in me and my teammates. Now, you know, we always talk about the streets, and it's like this sometimes. You know when the dude who can really fight, he goes and starts to fight, but his dudes really don't want to fight. They just there because that's they do. I don't think Kobe has the manpower, not only if he makes it to the playoffs, God hopes he willing he does, but I don't think he's going to make any noise in the playoffs. It's only 27 games left. They're 3.5-4 games out. They're right behind Houston. Houston's playing well. I mean, and then they're, you know, 5.5 out against Utah. Now, Jules DeG, you're from South Central. Do you think your team is going to make the playoffs?
You know, they have to make a remarkable comeback right now. They need to win somewhat 20 of these next 27 games, man. It's going to be a one heck of a climb for them. You know, not that they can't do it. You know, him and the rest of his cast can talk until their face turn purple and gold, man. But proof is going to be in their performance. This may be a rebuilding season. Now, can they do it? Yes, they can. Will they do it? The streets are talking.
Well, you know, right now it's tough. They're trying to get their chemistry going slowly but surely, but it just comes down to personnel, and the personnel is what they don't have. Not enough firepower off the rack, meaning the bench. You know, I think they 6-man is who. We're talking about Ebanks and Steve Blake when he get healthy, or Jody Meeks. That's not enough. When we used to have Lamar Odom giving you 16 and 7, regardless of the reality show, that's the biggest issue that's going to come back to bite them. They should have just let my nigga do his thing, and they would have been chalking up rings to this day.
Well,
I couldn't agree more.
The only thing is that you're still missing Paul Gasol, and I don't really think it really is going to matter. Because I'm going to tell you a couple things. Paul Gasol is soft. Secondly, you got Antoine Jameson coming off your bench, a.k.a. Flipper. What is he going to do? He can't even guard his own gate, man. So my thing is this. Your team... It makes the NBA interesting with them in, but even if they get there,
man,
who's Steve Nash going to check? Tony Parker going to go right by him. He's going to average 25-10 against the Lakers. So just getting there, what you want, another check? You just get another week of playing than other guys in April? Because you're going to be on TNT with Kenny Smith, what a ride, after about a week and a half. And David Stern and them might let you win a game just to keep the ratings going.
So it really just comes down to the lack of moves by Mitch Kupchak, because they could have let this kid Dwight go. They know his contract is about to be up, so they gambling not getting something for him while they can or losing him for nothing. Because you know the business as well as I know the business is Brook Lopez is under contract with them, and he was talking about going to Brooklyn before. That could have been an easy move, and they get Marshawn Brooks on the top of that with another pick.
I don't
Speaking of firepower with the Lakers, man, you know, we all got to be honest, man. You know, we know Kobe on his last leg, and, you know, they could have made several power moves for the future. And, you know, I don't think the right now thing was the best move for the Lake Show, man. You know, I really heard him building so much around Kobe, man. That's not really, you know, he's a remarkable player at this point, but he just doesn't have the firepower, you know, nor the explosiveness on his offense as he has in the past few years. You know, we just got to be honest. He's getting older, and, you know, we just can't build a team around somebody that's not performing at that high level. We got your LeBron, you got Durantula. You know, you can throw in players like Rudy Gay. You know, it's a lot of players that's explosive and exciting right now. I would love to be in Kobe's position. Kobe just can't do it, you know, hard as it is for me to say, he can't do it like he used to.
Yep, you're right. You're absolutely right. I agree with that, dude.
I totally agree with you. We're going to take some calls in a couple minutes. The streets is talking. If you want to call in and get in on the show and try to debate with us and give your opinion on some topics and some issues, get at us, 347-855-8896. If you want to just get with us on the internet, www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking. Now, to chime in, the last thing, James Harden, 46 on his old buddies. Do they miss him? I don't think so. The streets are saying that they do. Their record hasn't varied any, but we know. Like Deion Sanders always say, must be the money. Remember that song? Deion, must be the money. Now, you got to pay somebody, and you got to have a sort of a big or whatnot. So they said, hey, we're going to have to give Ibaka some money, and we're going to have to let James Harden go. Now, when the playoffs come, we'll see, because I know in the finals, his booty hole got tight. That's what the streets told me. He pooped out. Let's see if he's going to be that superstar that they want him to be in Houston. Because Jeremy Lin, I mean, if he played like he did the other night against OKC, they might have a chance.
But Harden is going to be okay because he got the luxury of getting 20-plus shots almost every night. So you're going to have the opportunity to be that man consistently with 20-plus shots. My aging kid, a little roller coaster with him. I'm not quite sold on my nigga because I just ain't seen it. I guess he good. Obviously, he in the league, and, you know, I done seen a lot of league niggas, so, I mean, you know, he's about 6'5", 6'6", and they pretty decent, but overall, I don't know. I think that was a good one for them bringing in my man Robinson from Sacramento. That helps. But I need another scorer with him, small forward, maybe a star point guard or something, or a legit super big man. But other than that, you know, it's going to be tough.
Jake, what do you say?
You know, I really, James Harden is outstanding. You know, we got to stand on that, man. That brother is talented to the fullest extent. Yeah, OKC, they do miss him. Regardless of, you know, the record, you know, it's the chemistry at hand. You know, OKC could be setting records right now, you know, with
you know, with wins this season if they did have that brother. You know, Houston, it helped them out. It brought them up out the dumps. And, you know, we're going to see what it brings them. It might not bring them their expectations, but, you know, they'll probably go second round in the playoffs.
All right. Thank you, Jules. The G, my man, and guess what? Jules, right now, he's in the streets of Sacramento. He's up north. He's getting some information on this NCAA tournament. He's going to be flying down to Miami because there's some violations going on with the football team and getting with that. So, Jules, we know you're on assignment. We appreciate you. And next but not least, we're going to talk about the Reggie Rose comments. Then we're going to go to commercial and come back with our callers. But when we come back from commercial, caller, what do you think about the Reggie Rose comments? He said his brother doesn't have any help. Let me know. Does he have help or doesn't he? Let's go to commercial. Street talk.
Tony Parker, man. It's the same. I'm with you on this one, man. I'm with you. This is the same old replay. A Tony Parker and the San Antonio Spurs putting on the same show, and then they get to the playoffs and they're too old to do anything. Come on. We all got the NBA Network. Who really checks out the San Antonio Spurs? Any game they play.
I do.
Right, because you must be bored, cousin.
Second
of all, we're going to quit talking about them dusty old rings they got, man. You know, they got some rings, but the third
rings
ring against the Cavs, that was
the ring.
Wait,
you're
hold
right.
on.
Wait,
hold on.
Let him finish. Go ahead.
Them dusty rings.
If we're going to talk about the rings, let him talk about Kobe then. Kobe got the most current rings with five, even though they're losing. Third of all, we can just put all this playoff discussion to an end because the Miami Heat got this thing on wrap. If you see how LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and the role players are jailing, even when they're getting out rebounding, they're making the team turn the ball over. They're outscoring everybody. I mean, they look phenomenal right now. LeBron James is on another level. We don't want to talk that Jordan LeBron stuff because LeBron still got about 7-8 years to go. Then we could talk about that. Everybody knows Jordan's the best. And James Harden does get to shoot in volume. But he is a good player. I think K. Martin is doing the same thing James Harden did over there, but I think he's going to be missing the playoffs just because of that backup point guard position.
James Harden do that stuff a little bit better than Kevin Martin.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's going to miss him as far as pushing that rock coming off the bench. But if you're going with scoring and the field goal percentage, it's basically the same as last year, 15 and 16. They both shoot 40-some percent. But I think James Harden was a better asset to that team. But, you know, like L. Boogie said, he went for that dough. Now he's the man over in Houston.
Well, Harden didn't have a choice in the business because they can only keep one of them kids over there. Because they got $80 million to split, and Harden's not taking $30 million.
Right. I know they had to get rid of somebody, and James Harden went, you know, but he got that dough when he left.
Yeah, no doubt, and that's what we were talking about, and that may come back to bite OKC in the butt, and we will yet to see.
One more thing, Todd Money, before I let you go. Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah.
Who do you think should have got moved who didn't? Besides Dwight Howard, we know a lot of people said he should have been moved, he should have stayed. Let me ask you this. Do you think anybody else should have been moved as a big name yesterday before the deadline?
I think one of them guards from Milwaukee should have got moved.
Monte
Ellis or Jennings should have got moved.
Which one?
Well, either one, because they basically doing the same thing over there. They should have tried to get a solidified big man over there.
You know, honestly,
another big
it was
man or swing three.
Did you watch Milwaukee?
No, I don't. I'm not watching Milwaukee.
They're in the eighth spot right now. I thought Josh Smith should have been moved from Atlanta. He wanted to get out of there, but who wants to take that? Another thing,
right.
I think that Sacramento made the bad move. They should have moved Cousins before they moved Robinson.
Get out of your mind. Stop that.
Cousins is a head case. He's a cancer.
Head case.
Evans, now let me tell you something.
And this nigga got in the league. This nigga still carrying his head.
Better, man.
Man, I'm not buying that one. They did the right move because that bum is a 6'7" power forward, and I don't see him being Charles Barkley no time soon. So good luck with that one.
Right, because that was my pick of rookie of the year, and he still let me down.
Man. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Oh.
Our next caller, Carl.
What up, man? What up?
How you doing, sir?
I'm out here in Cleveland trying to survive, man. I had to tune in to this radio show, man. It seems like you're running a good radio program out there, dog.
Oh, man, no doubt. Man, the streets is talking. Let me ask you this. What do you think about Reggie Rose's comments he's saying that his brother, Derrick Rose, needs more talent around him? Does he have enough, or does he need more? What are you saying in Cleveland, Carl?
Well, really, Reggie Rose, I don't know about that, man, because, you know, Derrick Rose is a phenomenal player. Right now, Chicago is, like, you know, one of the top teams in the East.
Was he out of bounds by saying that to the press, or should he just, you know, he's saying something that was true? Should he have kept his mouth closed? Or did he do the right thing, put the pressure on the Bulls to get somebody to help him? What you think, Carl? Carl, you still there? Did the snow get you?
Well, we got fired on Carl's side. Let me speak out on that situation.
Go ahead, Jim. What do you think? Was he out of bounds? Or was he
I believe he was out of
bounds
because I didn't hear any of this, you know, rigmarole going on. You back with us, Carl?
No, Carl is gone. Go ahead, G.
Okay. Talk before Derrick Rose's injury. It seemed that the team was fine, and now that maybe he may be coming back on a flat tire, you know, I feel the.
Go ahead.
I guess
not.
That's all right. To pick up on the point of
Reggie Rose's comments.
Reggie Rose comments and does he need some help? But my man is coming in off a bum tire, and he is going to need that particular support to make that thing go. You know, it's just scary for me when that he coming off that type of injury, and I want to see some of that same stuff I was seeing, and I don't know if I'll be able to see that no more.
Man, to be honest with you, I'm going to go 50-50. One way I can say he's right, because you have all-stars, but we all know you need another superstar. Let's look at OKC. They have two superstars. Let's look at the Clippers. They have two superstars. Let's look at, you know, some other guys. They have two superstars. Now, Derrick Rose, superstar. Luol Deng, just an all-star. Joakim Noah, just an all-star. Boozer, solid. Now, I need another player to go along with him, but is he saying that? Is Derrick Rose saying it to him? Or is he just saying that to, you know, looking after his little brother?
Looking at his little brother. He also seeing what other kids is doing out there. He's seeing LeBron and D-Wade on a nightly basis, knowing that that's going to be a hard act to follow, so to speak. He's going to need a lot more firepower, man, and that's all it really comes down to. If you expect him to do some ring things, whether they're dusty or not, that's what matters.
Yeah, you need another guy. So, man, one more thing. I got to talk about my Knicks. Look at the East. I really can't see anybody competing with the Heat. And the thing about that is that I thought some teams could compete. But when I saw them last night against Chicago, man, they just, they look great. Can the Pacers get to them? Right now the Pacers are 6 games out. They're third in the East. I mean, is Miami going to do the Moses Malone 4-4-4-4? Man, I mean, the streets is talking. They're saying that the league is lightweight boring right now because of how Miami Heat are dominating.
The league is not boring. The league is not what it used to be, so to speak. We got a lot of fine players and a lot of stars, and they're doing a lot of nice things, but we're far from the legend and Magic, also in Jordan and Isaiah and Barkley. We're never going to get those quality of stars anymore. I'm just going into more of pure entertainment rather than hoop.
Yeah, I have to agree. The only thing, though, is that I really don't see anybody competing or getting with LeBron James. I mean, I thought it was a team out there that could do it. I thought it was somebody, you know, my guys, my Knicks with Melo and Jay Kidd, you know, being there. But I just, wow. This kid, LeBron James, what he's doing right now, he's on a tear. But
yeah,
we'll see in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. He is on a tear, and it's going to be a nightmare for everybody to come. Because now he's taking his game to the post, pounding niggas.
Man, on that one, we're going to go to another commercial. Callers, call in. We're going to talk about the NFL Combine. What do you think about Jarvis Jones not going to the combine? What do you think about Manti Te'o? Where do you think he's going to land in the draft? We got a lot of that coming up, but we about to go to commercial. Man, my engineer, give me something. Let's get him going.
Somebody tell the DJ to turn it up. Somebody tell the DJ to turn it up.
Now I see why they hating. My diamonds all I'm shaking. All the bad bitches I'm taking. If they hot, then I'm blazing. My nickname should be Benjamin, cause I stay with them Franklins. These niggas saying they ballin', but look like they need a donation. They see me spend what they making. One night they whole life savings. It's like every day is a party. My life's a fucking vacation. And I don't know my neighbors, cause my property is on acres. My face look like Vegas. My blush look like Jamaican. Got my eyes looking like Asian. Look in my pot, it's Caucasian. Look under it and it's flaming. Y'all niggas know what I'm baking. Bitch, y'all be so far gone. On so I can't find my location. Go ahead, try to pull my card, nigga. All I'm holding is aces.
Somebody tell the DJ to turn it up. Turn it up. Big face rolling all across the ball. Call a fucking doctor, boy, we acting dumb.
We acting dumb.
A farm whip, half a ticket, now it's lit. It's big racks in my pocket. My pocket shorty, all that mile. That mile, tell that bitch, we roll.
We roll.
It's my party.
My party.
It's my party. I get fly if I want to. It's my party. Bitch, I do what I want to.
I'm big with the world. Six zips, no hearing. Louis badge, no cuffs. That you lit, bitch, I'm chillin'.
Right.
They rush when I'm in the building. I'm crushing what I am wearing. They fussin' like I am caring. I'm bustin' like a McLaren. They say I'm the life for the party. I came to pick out a target. This shit here now, I'm on a whole list. Froze wrist, don't bother. I get her to go, she won't wanna leave. By midnight, I'm on number three. They all know they ain't number one. Need 10 mics when they come to me. Wayne delays, no limit. Money drop from the ceiling. I'm all the players in spirit. She volunteered, no stealing. Hoes down, G's up. I'm firing V keyed up. I'm drunk and great, we stuck. I'm dumb good, don't need luck.
Somebody tell the DJ to turn it up.
Turn it up.
Man, it's Friday. And today started the NFL Combine. But before we talk about the NFL Combine, man, we're going to give a shout-out to my cousin, my baby cousin. You heard it here first, Mylon Golden. Listen for that name. He goes to Guyan Academy, and he's going to be coming out in 2 more years. Listen out for that name. Shout-out to Dre Bone. They all down there in Cleveland, Ohio. What the deal? How you doing? Man, let's get it back cracking. Now, the NFL Combine. Who do you have on your big board? Who do you have on your big board? Right now, they have a whole bunch of offensive linemen, defensive tackles, Jarvis Jones. What's your opinion on Jarvis Jones? What do you think about him? Do you think he's worn out of number one pick? He didn't work out? They're saying that he's hurt right now. Would you spend your number one pick on Jarvis Jones? He left USC. After he left USC, he sat out a year because they didn't clear him. And he went to Georgia, and he showed out. He did that thing. Is he worth it? The streets is talking. Do you get Ed Lacy? He dropped to number 34 on Mel Kiper's big board. Now, getting to Mel Kiper. The streets is talking. Who the hell is Mel Kiper?
I don't know. Take my man with the number one selection. I just don't feel comfortable with that. I like to see somebody come out there. You ain't got to do all the drills, but give me something. I don't care if you jumped under the 225 bench press. You could have gave me 20 reps, and I would have been ecstatic about that because I know he can do it.
Hold on, Jay. Let's go back to Mel Kiper, man. I just want to say this. He's always predicting guys and all this. On the next show, Monday, we're going to say who did Mel Kiper come up with as far as him being studs. We already know the usual suspects.
Now, hold on, Blake. What I'll do, I'll do my due diligence and go
find out who Mel is, where he come from, why he got his status, and then we'll talk about that on Monday with a full Mel Kiper segment.
Man, Mel Kiper, remember that name. The streets is talking. Look him up. Who is that guy? He's on ESPN talking all that stuff, picking these guys. But let's get to Manti Te'o. Jules the G, are you with me?
You got me in there, Boogie.
Now, let me say this. What are they saying about Manti Te'o? I'm going to say this. Right now they have him ranked as the number 18th player on the top 32 board. Do you think that's too high or you think he should be lower?
Oh, man, I don't even think it should be in the top 32.
Jay, what do you think? Hold on. Jay, elaborate for me, G. Why not? Why shouldn't he be up there?
Oh, man, we got too much scandal going behind his name. His performance hasn't outweighed his supposed boyfriend or girlfriend, man. You know, we still chewing on that other stuff, man, let alone his talent. I think his name is, you know, his promotion, his marketing. All this is just, who is he? As well as Mel Kiper. Who is Manti Te'o? He's nobody.
So we're going to judge the football player on one bad game. We're not going to look at his body of work.
Well, to be honest, he was playing against a machine in Alabama. Anybody that would have played against Alabama would have got done that same way that year.
Right.
The problem with Manti is he got a lot of personal issues. We don't really know. We just going off a lot of speculation. But the kid won 6 awards, Defensive Player of the Year awards, 2nd in the Heisman. If we're going to judge him, let's just keep it on the field. I know about we can't ignore all that off-the-field stuff. It's hard to do that. But the kid is a player. And I ain't saying he's going to be a Hall of Famer in this business, but he's going to be productive because you can't teach what he already did.
Will he be an impact player or just will he be solid? Will he be – I'm not going to put him on the same level or the same sentence as a Ray Lewis, a Brian Urlacher.
Please don't.
A Lance Briggs. A Patrick Willis. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to hurt the kid like that. But where do you see him performing, and will he be an impact player on the next level? Will it take 3 years, 5 years, or will he just not be effective at all? Will he be a Brian Bosworth? Will he be a
yes.
Bosworth, the capital
yes.
B?
He will be a Brian Bosworth.
He will be a Brian Bosworth.
I'm sorry to say. If it walk like a duck, it quack like a duck. It's a duck and duck.
Man, I have a call on the hold. Sonny, what's your opinion about Manti Te'o? Do you think his stock should stay where it is, top 18, or you think he should be higher or lower than where he is? The streets is
well,
tough. What
well,
you calling
before, before the national championship game, I had already called you with my opinion and told you that I think Matt Tateo's stock was going to drop before the game. I thought that Matt Tateo is a ankle biter. I think he is a Ole type of player. I see Matt Tateo being a hard worker, especially since the little scandal came out. I think Matt Tateo will be a hard worker in the NFL, but I don't think he has the max potential ability to be a great NFL linebacker. I just don't see it in the guy, and I don't want to just go, I'm going to piggyback on the last caller. We know we just can't go on one game, but we learned a lot from that one game. To play linebacker, you have to be able to tackle the football. I don't see Matt Tateo reading. I don't see his instincts. I see a big non-mobile guy out there playing football who's taking up a lot of space. And to say if his draft, if his stock has dropped, I think it has dropped tremendously because with the rain cloud over his head, I don't think anyone wants a homosexual. Accused homosexual in their locker room.
Right. It's assumptions. We can only assume. But like you
that's
said,
what I mean. It's assumptions.
If I'm a GM,
I don't want to have that circling around my locker room. I don't want to put guys uneasy. I don't want the people coming in there, the press asking questions about that, because when I get a football player, I want to talk about football. I want to talk about the 4-3. I want to talk about 3-4. I want to talk about schemes. I don't want to talk about if you have a boyfriend or not. If that was your – those are things I want to keep away from my football team.
Too many distractions. You know, he got like my man said, he got too much baggage other than football.
So piggybacking on that, Sonny Red, do you think Tim Tebow will be in the league next year? Will he get playing time? Because he's a distraction too, so we're going to put him in the same boat. He will not be in an NFL uniform next year.
I don't think Tim Tebow ability allows him to be on the NFL roster. And to be honest, if Tim Tebow was black, he would not be in the NFL. I don't want to take the show left or anything, but how can you be a quarterback in the NFL and you cannot throw the football? How can I be a shooting guard in the NBA and I can't shoot? I've never understood the Tim Tebow thing. Now, can Tim Tebow go to Jacksonville and maybe sell some tickets, create a circus, create some type of buzz? Yes, maybe. But the kid cannot throw a slant pass. The kid cannot throw an out route. I cannot see Tim Tebow being an effective football player unless you're trying to sell tickets. And to be honest with you, I don't really know how many tickets he can sell. The show is over. We've seen this thing time and time again. It's time for Tim Tebow to get out of here, man. Go be a pastor, Timmy.
Tebow needs to go ahead and just be what he is, a tight end / H-back. He needs to go to Washington and box for RG3. That's
You're
what
right.
he needs to
Tebow
do.
Tim Tebow's a fullback. You're right.
But, you know, they didn't really have no choice. And they gained two Heismans, man.
You're right.
You know how that look? We're going to give you two Heismans, but yet we can't draft you. They knew that this guy couldn't throw. I think it's just the best running quarterback in college.
Now, I know that you're a Dallas Cowboys fan. Now, I want to ask you this. Is the show over for Tony Romo before we let you go? Give me what you think about Tony Romo. Personally, I think Tony Romo is solid. But is he the answer or the quarterback for your team to go on?
You asked me. Do I think it over for Tony Romo? No, I don't think it has even started yet for Tony Romo. If you look at Tony Romo's defenses,
get personal about Tony Romo now.
I'm not, but if you look at Dallas Cowboys, their defense in the last 3-4 years, ever since Tony Romo's got there, has been below par. The coaching staff, below par. Jerry Jones coming from up top. Tony Romo's had 3-4 offensive coordinators in the last 5 years. His efficiency, his percentages, is top 5 in the NFL. His passing yards, touchdowns, top 5 in the NFL since he's been a starter. But we don't see that the punter or the field goal kicker misses a field goal and lose the game. They put it on Tony Romo. They don't see the offense, the defense, giving up 2 touchdowns in a row, causing us the game. But what they do see is an interception from Tony Romo. The interception does not cause the game. Plays before that cause the game.
True. I agree with you, and I hear what you're saying. You're thinking about all aspects of the game. But it really, at the end of the day, does come down to the leader and who's the leader of this business. Quarterback. Not DeMarcus Ware, not Spencer, not any of the other kids out there.
G, your
comment.
Tony Romo cannot play offense.
Listen, I have to agree with Sonny, man. It's just, you know, it carries a lot more than just an individual player on a football team. You know, we're not dealing with 5 guys on the court, man. We're dealing with an abundance of players. You're dealing with offensive, defensive coordinators, special teams. You're dealing with a lot more that has to do with winning and losing in football. So I don't like him carrying you know, the baggage on the losses, you know what I mean? Nor on W strictly, but I don't think Tony Romo has shined as well as he's going to shine in the near future. And I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I definitely think that he has great potential to pull it out.
Yeah, you know what, I can hear that, and it ain't got no choice but to get better from what we've seen in the past out of him. There's only one way to go but up.
Man, I predict he could get MVP next year. You know what I mean? That's how crazy the NFL is and how he could break out next year.
Wow, really?
In the NFC?
Tony Romo.
Better
Tony
than Drew
Romo,
Brees?
Tony Romo, MVP next year. You heard it here first from Sonny Red from Cleveland, Ohio, from the streets of Huff Heights. He said that Tony Romo will be in. No, I'm sorry. Jules.
Yes, sir.
He's co-signing with Sonny, saying that Tony Romo will be MVP next year. We're going to go back and play this soundbite this time next year and see if Tony Romo was MVP. But I'm going to leave with this note before I go to commercial about the quarterback in NFL. Anytime you win, they're going to say the quarterback made you win. It wasn't that interception. It wasn't that key block. It wasn't that key sack. When they lose, they're going to say the quarterback was the one who lost the game, even though he don't play defense, he don't catch the passes that was thrown to him.
Sir.
That's why they get paid $20 million a year.
Yes, sir.
Now let's go to commercial. Once
Flacco
again,
getting paid.
Get at me, 347-855-8896. The streets is talking. Son, take me to commercial.
Clear the runway, baby. I get money from Sunday to Sunday, lady. Oh, behave. I'm young, rich, famous. Grinding, keep my pockets on Schwarzenegger. OG in my swisher, so my blunt taste flavor. Down it. Y'all niggas can get it if you want it. Trying to catch a flight, I'm in the backseat. Clinging Xbox, car surface, just chilling. Burners in the wall, money all through the ceiling. His spitter on the phone, tell my dog that we killing. These fucking blogs, they love a star, and I'm flashing. Life just like a movie, no casting. Asked if the game is kinda slow, but I'ma treat it like a Ashton. Pedal to the metal, I'm mashing. All we know is big money, medical, weed, and fashion. So, try your best to imagine, bro. I'm rolling up another one, staring out this window, 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 window. They telling me to change how I'm living, but it's all I know. I've seen it every city on my way up to another one, another one, another one, another one. You tell me anywhere that paper goes.
Double S's with a flow ship. Windows 2020 clear. Deep dish 20s on the rear. Order the car service if I feel as though I don't want steel. Bitches freezing the xenon headlights like a deer. But not out of fear, she looking cause it's money over here. Shine from above these land lovers, I'm a chandelier. My girl got a pocket bubble in the purse. She keep it G impeccable with weed and let me hit it first. Ain't trying to be a hog dog. Yeah, all I want is what I'm worth. 80 days, 80 stages, baby. All around the earth, amazing race for the paper. You suckers eating dirt. Chew some Orbit gum, brush your teeth and scrape your tongue. Fresh as they come, second to none. Pretty women flirt, batting eyelashes. They need guidance. Lace them up like my New Balance and keep flying. The closest that you lames ever came to the plains was a Palm Pilot.
Yeah. I'm rolling up another one, staring out this window, 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 window. They telling me to change how I'm living, but it's all I know. I've seen the airy city on my way up to another one, another one, another one, another one. You'll find me anywhere that paper goes.
And we back.
Man, the streets is talking. Your boy L Boogie. Your boy Jules the G out in Sacramento. I got my man Jay. He's in Goodyear, Arizona.
Hello.
We're going to have a spring training report on Monday. We got to get to some baseball. Remember, they make the most money. But let's get to this hip-hop thing. Remember, we're a hip-hop show also. The streets is talking. Remember Monday when I told you about the situation with Lil Wayne and how he said he had sex with Chris Bosh's wife. Now, the street has got back to me down in Miami that Chris Bosh isn't really with her anymore, but, you know, legally they're still together, but not really together. Now, I asked the streets this. So him saying that, is that valid? Was that, you know, real G? Or was it just talking out the side of your neck because you might have been on a molly? I want you to ponder on that for me, streets. You know, out there in the world, let me know. What do you think? Do you think that Lil Wayne, a.k.a. Weezy, was he out of line, out of bounds for saying that? Because remember, you know, he has baggage, you know, people talking about him, you know, how he kissed baby in the mouth and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, was he out of bounds? Gee, tell me, what do you think? I mean, is it valid? Was it like a sucker move? Or did he catch a sucker attack? Because real gangsters move in silence. I know what that G stands for. So do you really want to say that?
Man, you know, the streets know, man. He been smashed, old girl, man. It ain't nothing to talk about. I just know, you know, Lil Wayne, a.k.a. the baby, baby's baby, is just, you know, throwing a tantrum, man. You know, he didn't get his way, man. He's not official, man. If y'all don't know it from the streets and you think Lil Wayne, a.k.a. whoever y'all say he is certified and official, come on, man. You need a real reality check on where hip-hop came from, man. We know he's a toy, man. Let's just sweep all that stuff up under the rug, man. That little guy is just way out.
Thank you, Ju, for keeping it tally 100 for us.
Shit. Yep.
Letting them niggas know what it really is since they riding so hard.
That's right.
Man, I'm really discouraged about this situation. Because let me say this. The Miami Heat signed off. That means the players. When you say he caught a tantrum, they said, you can't come in the arena no more. We don't even want you in here. Who are you? Has he lost his lackluster? Has he lost his star power in the entertainment world? What do you say, G?
Well, you know, man, too much how you saying the door to room shit, man. You know, we are like a rock star, man, so. So we got a lot of just rock stars. They breaking stuff up. They not, you know, they keeping it unprofessional, man. That's, you know, hip hop is actually, yes it is. We know that it was behind closed doors, man. That's how we keep it, man. That young cat, man, is just a whole another form, man, to what it's supposed to be. If you crip with blood. That brother just rubbing some foul.
Right. We're gonna go to
He needs some baby.
We're gonna go to a caller right quick to see what they saying out in the streets. Caller, tell me, what do you think?
What up?
How you doing, sir? What do you think about the comments what do you think about the comments, man? The rebuttal after the storm.
Boogie.
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I'm on. But first, Weezy F Baby. The F stands for feminine and fraudulent, man. Second of all, if anybody know, man, when they signed Mac 10 in that contract, they did that just so they could scream Sue Woop, man. If you look on all their old CDs, they wearing green rags and black rags and blue rags. But all of a sudden, they still whooping, man. That's why their pass got revoked in Cali like that. You know, they got to pay for protection, man. Third of all, Wayne ain't been hot since. Wayne ain't been hot since 07 mixtape, man. Anybody doing a song with Wayne is so they can bump their credentials up. He's going to sell records for you. And he's been having tents and tantrums since the Jay-Z days when Jay-Z wouldn't work with him and he was crying about that. Jay-Z waited till he got hot just to put him on Hello Brooklyn. And
word
first, let
bond.
Him just do the hook.
Word is bomb. That's real talk.
If you smash an old girl, what difference do it make? So you want to make
exactly.
it be known? You
exactly.
want to make it be known so your player points been revoked
exactly.
again, man.
Right.
Now
right.
Wanna,
why he,
now
why,
brag
go
about
down.
Why he thought he was going to get some love on that garbage.
Right. He ain't getting no love on that. Then now you want to go down south. You in Miami and you run. Listen, man, Spike, what do Stephen A. Smith tell Skip Bayless? He need to spike his Mountain Dew and put some codeine in it because he's not hot anymore.
Wow.
We knew that when he came out in the awards with them leopard stretch pants on, man. He's confused.
Real talk.
He's
yeah.
confused,
wow,
man.
You heard
I mean,
it here first.
I mean,
you heard it
the
here
wrong,
first.
Let me hold some of that money. I sure ain't what to do with it. If I was hitting,
last
if I was
question.
Hitting, we'll hit.
Last question, money, before I let you go, before we end the segment. I want you to tell me right now, who's your top three hot artists right now? Streets is talking.
Just top three hottest. Well, I gotta throw. We ain't even gonna put Jay in these categories, right?
Right.
I'm gonna
no,
go
that's like you know comparing
Two
Michael
Chains
Jordan.
Is on fire. You know your boy Titty Boy is on fire right now.
Okay.
Meek Mill is on.
That's one.
Meek Mill is on fire right now.
Okay.
I'm gonna say because he's over everything. We gonna say Gucci still riding the same wave. He's still hot. Jeezy still riding the same wave. So if you wanna look for another kid. The other thing kind of underrated who high right now, it's that boy out of California, man, Tiger.
Tiger
hot right now.
Tiger.
Man. Tiger smacking
everything.
He got a
hot chick, too.
And if you want to be for
you
real,
you ever notice
cousin,
when you get hot? You notice
if
the
you
want
to
always
be,
talking. When you get hot, you get a hot chick, too, behind that. So he got to be hot. I saw his chick the other night.
And, cousin, if you want to be for real, they just let Drake get on first, but... You know, Drake, I can't take nothing from Drake, but Drake lightweight got some of that Tiger style, man, and with that flow.
Yeah, that was a decent one in that Tiger, but you took me down to 405 instead of that 110, and you could have said my nigga Kendrick Lamar. But that's just me. But he's valid point.
Wow.
Yeah, while we down in South Central, man, you could have kept it off the 105, man. And you got to mess with my boy YG, man. He's the next up and coming.
Oh yeah, him
thing.
Too. Him too.
Yeah.
Him too. You know what man. It is.
Yeah.
Well,
YG going in right now.
We appreciate that once again. We want to say call in Monday. We'll be on the air 9 p.m. Jules the G.J. T-Row. Your boy L Boogie, call us 347-855-8896, 9 p.m. Monday. But I'm going to end this segment with this. What's on mind? First thing I want to talk about is the NFL Combine. When you look at the NFL Combine, it looks like a modern-day slavery. When they just look at you, they pick you. They pick your mind. They pick your body. They want to see how much you're worth. If you're going in the first round, if you're going in the second round or the third round, you're just a piece of meat, youngins. Man, get that paper. Make sure you invest it. Make sure you want something with it. Because one thing for sure, the game going to keep going with or without you. I'm trying to tell you. Look at it. And if you're not up to par, they say see you later. Huh. Second thing gonna mix his mind. Kobe Bryant. He's so relentless. The Black Mamba. He's predicting what he's gonna do. But I tell you what, Kobe. If we had 12 guys on your team that had heart like you, you had the best record in the league. I don't think you're gonna make the playoffs. But hey, that's just the streets talk. And last but not least, I'ma end it with this. Man, they had the Indianapolis High School Combine.
and I would do the honors
anything. I hope they make it. I just hope the parents take their kids by the hand and let them know we got to get this degree and get that money. Because that's what the streets say. That's how the streets talk. And that's how the streets do. It's your boy L Boogie. Get out of some money, time play.
Sure, I gotta work the interstate. Stop working with that thinner weight. Get your brakes fixed. Stop playing, cause all we know is gunplay. Trip while you're fooling.
I couldn't see the numbers down here, so I couldn't really tell.